USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A compromise deal has been reached to keep the government open, and it's going to the president to sign. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said they were moving forward with the plan so to avoid another costly shutdown.
It's not everything the president hoped to get, but I think it's a good step in the right direction.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer concurred.
I agree with Leader McConnell. He ought to sign the bill.
White House aides say the president is likely to sign it and then seek additional funds to build a border barrier. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell has agreed to a vote on the Democrats' plan to combat climate change.
We're going to be voting on that in the Senate. It'll give everybody an opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about the Green New Deal.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.